Welcome to Garden Talk with Dennis Hill and Mona Dyer, sponsored by Bookcliff Gardens. Here's Dennis and Mona.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Mona Dyer, this is Garden Talk. Wow, this was last minute. Brought to you by Bookcliff Gardens, where, oh, there goes my microphone.
It's running away.
It does. It just kind of leaves. Brought to you by Bookcliff Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're going to be talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question or something on your mind, give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100. We'll get you on and do our best to help you out. 245-1100. Yeah, we were just talking with Rio, and he just got back from vacation back east.
He had an excellent adventure.
It was awesome. It sounded great. I mean, that was a whirlwind tour. They were motoring around.
Indeed.
But talking about food. That gets us going every time. But kind of a gray day. Actually, had a little bit of wetness on the sidewalk this morning.
Right, sprinkled a little up at our house.
Yeah,
too.
I went out to get the paper early, and actually the paper was a little damp. Our carrier she always throws it in a bag, even if it's just some partly clouds. But I don't know, ran out of bags or the supply didn't come in or something. But no big deal. And we're supposed to get increasing chances of rain today. It's going to be warm. It's going to be up, near 70 degrees today. But the chance of rain increases as the day wears on, especially this evening. Weather Service says, I think, 70, 80% chance overnight. And so that would be very welcome, getting some moisture there. A lot of folks have irrigation water. You don't out on the Redlands
yet. Not yet, but it's my understanding they are turning it on Monday into the canals.
Well, that's good. That's better than Spring Valley. Mm-hmm. We got an email from the Homeowners Association. They're doing some big work on the irrigation system, and it'll probably be the 18th, they hope, if the contractor finishes on time. And I asked Patty, why didn't they do this in March or February?
Well, that's forward thinking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. But anyway, so we're going to get delayed.
That's a bummer.
It is. Well, we worked in the yard last week, spread a bunch of the dimension, the pre-emergent. It does. It helps folks so, so much. There is still time, but boy, you're going to run out of it here really quick.
That window is narrowing.
And if you have annual weeds, and I'll tell you, most of the weeds we fight are annuals. And if you're not sure, got some old carcasses from last year, bring them out. We'll try and help you. If they're perennial, things like bindweed or fescues and stuff like that, not going to help you with those. But the things that germinate from seed, which, like I said, is the majority of things, kochia, Russian knapweed, tumbleweed, spurge, goat heads. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them. Foxtails, pigweed, shepherd. Yeah, I get going.
Stop.
On it. And it does a wonderful job controlling all those things. Mm-hmm. It really does. And we sprinkled the granules out. I was sprinkling, and Patty was following behind me with the hose. We just hooked it up to the house. I mean, a lot of the pre-emergents are pretty volatile, and they really need to be washed into the soil pretty immediately or lightly cultivated in. This dimension is much more stable, and so it's not absolutely necessary to do that, but it does work better if you do.
Right, it activates it.
Right, and so, it doesn't have to be this ocean of water out there, but just a nice soaking in, and got the whole front yard done in about half an hour.
Yeah, it doesn't
no big
take
deal.
Long.
Yeah, it's mostly hooking the hoses up and getting that stretched out to where we can start to work. But get going on that, folks, if you haven't thought about it. Now, you were talking about one thing on ash trees today. Spraying for the mites.
Right, actually, and Jeanette actually brought it up with regard to the flowers that are now popping up all over the place on the ash trees. And the flowers on an ash tree, it doesn't look like a flower. It looks like a little prickly looking pod.
Kind of,
prickly looking pod.
It looks like a flower. There's stamens and pistils there.
But you got to get up
looking.
There.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to really know. So anyway, now is the time. If you've had troubles with areophyid mites, which form those hard little gall ball looking
knots,
things, on the tree. Now's the time to get a treatment on to the tree to get those little devils under control. Understand, those mites don't hurt the tree.
Not at all.
It doesn't hurt the tree, but some people just don't like the way those galls wind up looking.
Yeah.
So now would be the time to treat against those.
Right.
And the treatment is, Mr. Hill?
Well, it's kind of a surprising insecticide. The recommendation is generally 7, S-E-V-I-N. It's an old, old insecticide. And it's surprising because 7 is generally not very good on controlling spider mites. In fact, it can sometimes make spider mite problems worse because it kills off the natural predators of spider mites, and so they're kind of free to run rampant. But areophyid mites, even though they're mites, are kind of different critters. An areophyid mite is microscopic. You will not see these guys. They are really tiny, really, really tiny. They're both related to spiders. Areophyids tend to have 4 legs, but little tiny guys. But the recommendation is 7, a spray of 7. We do it now when they first start breaking bud, which is now, and then we'll repeat it. Do a second spray about 2 or maybe 3 weeks later, So reach up as high as you can with the spray and whatnot. You can hire someone to do it if you want. It does not, this insect doesn't hurt the tree. It's not an insect, I guess, but this bug doesn't hurt the tree. And it's purely an aesthetic problem. But it really bugs some people.
Yeah, it bothers them.
And that's okay. So if you're bugged by it, by these bugs, yeah, there you go. Now's the time to get going on that stuff. It really is. There's some other, spray things to be thinking about. If you have pinyon pine and you're really still worrying a little bit about Ipsbeetle is a little bark beetle. It's not very big, about the size of a grain of rice. They're not big at all, but they are quite numerous, and they will kill pinyon pine. Mm-hmm. We had an epidemic sweep up from New Mexico. Oh, that was probably 12, 15 years ago. It's been quite a while. And we were kind of giving the preventative spray treatment as a general recommendation. If you have a pinion, you should be spraying, just because they were so numerous. Their population just exploded. They were so numerous that they were even going after healthy trees, because Ips is almost always a stress-related problem. They work on trees that are weak and hurt and down, which is true for almost all boring insects. But when the epidemic hit, they were so numerous, they just started.
They were after
everything. And my dad, they live up near the monument, mom and dad, and he sprays his every year. He's
right.
Very faithful about it because he has some big, beautiful pinyon that they planted when they moved in 25 years ago. And they're gorgeous trees, and he doesn't want to lose them. They give him some screening and some privacy, from the neighbors and stuff. So he's just taking that precaution.
Right.
To keep
and,
safe.
You know, given the dry year that we had last year, lack of moisture from the sky. Maybe this year is a year to think about that little bit of extra insurance.
Yeah, no, that's true. We've been talking about this for a while, but we are going to be seeing quite a bit of winter drought damage
coming into the nursery this
spring. Even beyond the usual culprits, we tend to have most of our problems with spruce trees, birch, red buds. Those are kind of the big three, but it gets in other things. But I think we're liable to see drought issues, kind of setting plants back beyond those groups because it's been so stinking warm and so stinking dry.
Right.
Yeah, we were about 0.3 inches below average in March, which was unfortunate. We were above average in January, February. I was hoping we'd turned over a new leaf in 2018. Hopefully we'll get back on track in April. But starting with the storm tonight,
Indeed. You
know, we'll see how that happens. But it is. It's something that takes a lot of people by surprise, especially if they're new here. Mm-hmm. And by golly, we've been running into a lot of
people. We have a lot of people that are brand new to town, and that's exciting.
It really is, and I'm not hearing much about it. Grand Junction growing or increase in population. I'm sure there'll be some things, and we have a census only every 10 years, but still. It seems like there would be, something about that. Certainly homes are being built and numbers we haven't seen for quite a while.
Right.
And that's kind of nice, for the economy. But winter drought sneaks up on us and they think, well, it's dormant. The leaves are off or they're asleep and stuff. And there's some truth to that, obviously, but they're not completely dead. They are still kind of percolating along. They're still metabolizing. Things are still happening. And it's just happening at a much slower rate. And drought can hurt a plant every bit as much in the wintertime, in January, as drought will hurt it in July.
Right. The dry soil is a problem.
It is a problem. And the problem is that people will come in or figure they have drought damage, and then they do the worst thing possible.
They overreact
and so they drown the poor thing and they add pile insult onto injury and I tell folks just treat it as if nothing's wrong. Okay?
It's a bad haircut
and you just get back on track, take good care of that guy. There may be some trimming or pruning out to do, a little cleanup, but you get it back on its feet, it'll flush back out and generally recover from it. I mean, there are cases where it won't, but that's pretty extreme. And so keep an eye on that stuff. I mean, even still, we won't have ditch water for almost 2 weeks still in our yard. I'm still looking at stuff. In fact, I was thinking of taking the hose out this next week and watering that our new maple tree that we planted about a year ago.
You said it's got flowers.
It's blooming out like crazy.
That's
we
awesome.
Watered it 3 times, I believe, this winter. And I'm glad we did.
Yeah.
And it looks really good.
It just needs help.
Yeah, it does. And so we harp and harp and harp on water, and my apologies, I guess, for that. No, I won't apologize
exactly.
For it. Because it's a big deal. It really is. One thing I do want to mention, we just got about a minute before the commercial break. We have a class later on today.
Yep, 11 o'clock this morning, a class on perennials. If you're kind of stuck and don't know much about perennials, or you'd like to learn more about perennials, come on by. Class starts at 11 o'clock. I've got Dennis's awesome slideshow. We'll go through some of the basic kinds of perennials that do well here in the valley, and we'll just sit down and talk about them.
Yeah, so TV and everything, man.
This right? Oh my gosh!
Bring your own popcorn.
Right, popcorn. You can bring a soda.
Yeah,
we
let you bring food and drink into our theater. Yeah, right.
Indeed.
Well, anyway, let's break for commercials here. And folks, anyone who is out there, if you've got a question or want to chat about things, share something going on in the yard, please give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100 with Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Have you ever played Yellow Page Roulette? Opened up the book, cringe, and pick a service company at random? Don't play roulette with the plumbing service company you invite into your home. Call Airstream Plumbing and Heating and skip the gamble. Our technicians are background checked and drug tested for your family's safety. You can count on us for prompt professional service. Call us at 434-5348.
Your personal plumber, Airstream Plumbing and Heating.
When you need service right away,
call 434-5348.
If you love winning, there are a million reasons to love the Never Ending Contest. By the end of 2018, we will have given away over $1 million in prizes. This month, from Merry Maids, you could win a full year of professional cleaning for your home in Grand Junction, Fruita, Palisade, Whitewater, Glade Park, Mac, or Loma. A total value of $5,000. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. When you win any contest on our station, you'll be qualified for this month's grand prize. Keep listening, and you could be the next big winner in the Never Ending Contest.
In Africa, 5-year-old Charu has no choice. She and millions like her must walk miles every day for dirty water. But together, we can end their walk by providing clean water close by. Instead of spending hours walking to get water that makes them sick, girls can be in a classroom that expands their minds, and moms will gain back time to care for their families. Sons and daughters can grow up strong, finally free of sicknesses caused by dirty water. At World Vision, care about clean water runs deep. Deep enough to reach one new person with clean water every 10 seconds. Because every child, every person, everywhere deserves clean water and a chance to rise to their full potential. It's true. When you just add water, you change a life. Learn more at worldvision.org.
For Crime Stoppers of Mesa County, I'm Andrea Lopez. The Grand Junction Police Department is requesting information that will lead to the identification of the suspect involved in criminal activity. Shortly after 2:40 p.m. on Wednesday, November 28, 2017, an unknown female entered Wells Fargo Bank located at 359 Main Street and withdrew $8,000 from an elderly victim's bank account. A photo of the female can be viewed at 241stop.com. If you know the identity or whereabouts of the suspect involved in this crime, please contact Crime Stoppers at 241-7867. Information reported to Crime Stoppers that leads to an arrest can earn you up to a $1,000 cash reward, and you will remain completely anonymous. For more information, see us at 241stop.com.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet. The back of your closet? What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So, what happened to us?
I mean, have you seen my label?
I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right, and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Keep your forecast, commute, and news with you. Staying with us is staying connected.
Go!
Get the app at 1100KNCC.com. This is Garden Talk with Dennis Hill and Mona Dyer, sponsored by Book Cliff Gardens.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Mona Dyer, my name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Book Cliff Gardens, where we help you grow. And we're talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question, give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100, 245-1100. We had a couple on. Lenore dropped off. Hey, Lenore, if you want to try again, please, we'll get you on right away. 245-1100. Before I get to you, Mary, though, hang on. I did want to give a little heads up. We have, this is 2018 is Book Cliff Gardens' 50th anniversary.
Woohoo!
50th birthday. And Ed first built those greenhouses in 1968. And so it's been 50 years in business. It's changed a lot over that much time. And so we're going to be doing a few events to celebrate it. Well, the first one is coming up a week from today, next Saturday. Not today, next Saturday. and going to be kind of low-key. We're going to do a live remote. We'll have the radio folks mm-hmm. out there. And we're going to be grilling hot dogs mm-hmm. and giving those away, and a bag of chips and sodas or waters or drinks and whatnot, and all for free. But we will solicit donations. Just to demonstrate the commitment, the dedication the crew at Bookcliff Gardens have, we bought two of those giant jugs of cheese balls Sam's
giant
because
jug.
we need those to hold the donations. You
right.
know, people can throw in a $5 or $100 bill or whatever.
Atomic,
and we didn't have any.
Atomic orange.
And so I bought two of those. Ugh. And yeah, that is not a color you find in nature.
It is not.
But doggone, they're addictive. Those stupid
You are
things.
Supposed to stay out of those,
Tell
dude.
Me about it. Yeah, we put one in our lunch room and one back in the greenhouse. I think we ought to take that one back.
I think we should.
Because the greenhouse one's almost empty.
Oh, good.
They're going for it. So. But anyway, we'll have a couple charitable groups. Who do we
right.
got?
Partners is one of the organizations that we are hoping to gather donations for.
Great organization.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The other is the Suicide Prevention Alliance of Mesa County.
Yeah.
And, you know, they do some important work. They kind of weave together different entities and organizations that are all about trying to help diminish the numbers of suicides in our area.
That's right. And big in the news mm-hmm. the past couple of years. And so please come on, plan on coming out. We're going to be grilling hot dogs between 10 and 3.
10 and 3.
Next Saturday, not today, next Saturday, the 14th. And just plan on coming out. There's no direct cut. You want to just grab a hot dog, you're welcome to, but we will have those hopefully empty, freshly washed, big jugs.
Right. Well, we can't. We
without
can't
any
have,
cheese balls in them.
We can't have people stuffing dollar bills in with those atomic orange things. They're disgusting.
They'll turn the bills orange.
Yucky.
And so you can give a donation to whichever group you like, and everything will go to them.
Everything.
Okay. So come on out. Help support these really great groups, mm-hmm. helping with folks that are just struggling with life or kids, you know, that just need a little guiding hand. I mean, this is really a good thing for our community. Mm-hmm. And so next weekend, between 10 and 3, come celebrate. I don't know if we're doing a giveaway. No, we didn't do a giveaway. We're going to do a big party in the summer.
Right, a
and
big
that's where
party.
That's where the giveaways
and
happen.
And the big party in July, we are hopeful to have Mr. Hill in the dunk tank.
In
but that's in July.
Ah,
that's
got,
not
you,
to, that's
you gotta
not
hit
Saturday.
The bullseye. Good luck with that.
Well,
you know?
Whatever.
That's right. I bring my trash can lid, my shield. Bonk. Thunk.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, no, I don't want to.
Move on.
I read a really corny joke.
Move
yesterday.
On.
It's a really corny joke.
I don't want to hear it.
Let's talk to Mary first up. Mary, good morning, dear. How are you?
Just fine. You guys sound like you're in fine form.
Thank you.
I have kind of a weird question. I have this area right in the front, right up against my foundation of my house. It faces south, so it's warm. And I've been finding these strange little elongated triangular insects. They're not more than a quarter inch. Got little black bristles on them, an orange spot, and kind of a, like blackish mostly, but with the orange spot. And their head is at the big part of the triangle. But I'm finding ladybugs there too. Is that the larval form of ladybugs?
You are exactly right. Those are juvenile ladybugs, Mary.
You're describing this. Mona and I are listening intently because it's hard sometimes to identify
those,
off of. And I'm going, you know, that sounds a lot like a ladybug larva. And Mona leans over a mouse. Ladybugs. And, and then you said the ladybug. Yes, yeah, that's what they
those,
are.
Those are baby ladybugs.
Yeah, absolutely. They're small. They'll get bigger. Those are probably newly hatched.
They look like little tiny alligators.
Yeah, alligators.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those are baby ladybugs. You've got a ladybug nursery, Mary. Yep.
Yay!
Now, they'll take care of those aphids in no time at all. Just let things go.
Yeah, good deal.
I need to transport them to my sister's house because she's got aphids.
No.
Yeah, baby ladybugs. Good deal.
Well, cool. What do they eat?
Well, they must be finding something. They'll eat almost anything. Aphids are their favorite.
Yeah.
But they are a hungry predator, especially that larval stage.
Right.
It's like trying to feed a high school basketball team.
Yeah.
They are hungry.
Wow. Cool. Wow.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks for calling, Mary. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's surprising how often we get folks in the store every single year with little baggies. I mean, we get folks in every day with baggies of critters or leaves and stuff. But it's not an uncommon occurrence where they bring a bag of ladybug larvae.
And are worried about what's going on. And they don't look anything like mom and dad.
No.
Don't look anything like them. They're like Mary said, they're kind of long, and they're dark colored, mostly black with some orange or yellow spots on them.
Mm-hmm.
They look like little tiny alligators.
No, they
little
really
six-legged
do.
Alligators.
They do. They're totally, totally different. So it just points out the fact that it is so important to get good identification on stuff. If you see something in the yard, whether it's something crawling around, some insect or whatever, a weed or a plant sprouting up, find out what it is before you grab the bottle of spray. Because the truth of the matter is, so often, it's either a good guy or at least nothing at all. He's just kind of hanging around or resting on his journeys. We get bad things out there, but. You know, find out first.
Right, before you go killing it.
Because you go kill all the ladybug larvae, now all of a sudden you got to do it some more to kill all the aphids because ladybugs aren't there to keep them under control.
Right, and they're your friend.
Ladybugs do there are so many things that control aphids. We had a sample. I don't know if Jeanette brought it in or what, but it looked like some iris leaves or something, just covered with aphids. And we didn't see anything on them. We didn't see any ladybugs or parasitic wasps or anything like that. It's kind of early for some of those things. And I said, they'll be there. You know, give it a week or two. And that's the thing when you're kind of dealing with natural pest control is probably the most important ingredient that you have in that is patience. We see something, man, I want to get right on it. I want to kill it. I want to clean it up. I want it done and done. You know, by the end of the day, and you can't do that when you're kind of depending on the natural guys to go out there and do it. Aphids, I don't think are that big of a deal. I mean, people get real freaked out about them and everyone's familiar with them. But there's lots and lots of things that chew on aphids and ladybugs are probably the most popular or well-known, I guess. But there are some other guys out there that do an amazing job. I mean, just incredible job. Other insects, wasps, flies that eat them.
Hummingbirds.
Hummingbirds eat them.
Hummingbirds grab those juicy little things and just gobble them up.
Well, especially when they've had
hatchlings.
Nest. And because the mama needs some protein.
Right.
And so that helps bulk it up. They don't just eat nectar. They will eat small insects like aphids as well. Lap those puppies up like gumdrops.
You go, girl.
You know, and so find out what it is. And the other part of this is that, you know, the days when we used to have pesticides that just did everything are pretty much gone. Yeah, we still have a few general sprays that will work on a lot of different things. But for most of them, there's holes in what they will control or what they won't control. And so if you grab the wrong thing, you may not do your problem any good at all. You may get no control at all. In fact, sometimes you make it worse. I mentioned it with Seven and on spider mite. Mm-hmm. You know, it usually made spider mite problems worse. Another insecticide that's very commonly used, permethrin, does much the same thing. Permethrin works terribly on spider mites. And sometimes people, well, they got that bottle because it works on a lot of stuff. I'll just spray those mites with the permethrin. You make your mites problem worse because all the other guys that were kind of keeping a bit of a lid on them are gone now, and they just explode.
Right.
It
turns into scorched earth.
Exactly. And so it really is. It's so important to just know what you're dealing with.
Right. And if you can't figure it out, if you can't match up the critter that you've got sitting in that little medicine jar with what you can find in a book or whatever, bring it out. We can help you figure out what that bug is.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Although, you know, every once in a while we get stumped. Had someone bring, I think it was Teresa, a guy snapped a picture and I never heard back from her. She was going to talk to him. And it was the most beautiful plant. It was kind of this coarse grassy clump.
Oh, but, yeah, Billy Foster brought that.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he brought the picture.
And, you know, but these orange-yellow flags on the end, little flower bracts or something.
The flowers looked like a peace lily flower.
Yeah, a spathe, it's called. I looked and looked and looked.
It was pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh. Those things, I go, wow, what, you know. But I don't know whether, I'm assuming they weren't hardy, that the picture was taken somewhere else.
It was up on Orchard Mesa.
Was it really?
Yeah, the planter was up on Orchard Mesa.
Doggone it.
Yeah, we need to figure that out.
I gotta find out what those are.
Pretty cool.
I gotta talk to Billy. Where is that, buddy? I'm gonna go pound on that door and find out. What is that thing? Because it was a striking plant.
It was, you know? It was cool.
Unless they're tying, you know, crepe paper to the plant.
Well, okay, that works too. It was still pretty.
It was gorgeous. I mean, it's really a striking plant. But you know, we can't do everything, and we do get stumped. But most of the time, we can help you out with that stuff. And it really is. It just bring it out. If you don't want it, take it out to the extension office. See if they can help you out. Heck, we there's times we're stumped. We'll send you out there, you know, because they're better at certain things than we are. Mm-hmm. And so find out first before you grab the bottle and load it up into the sprayer and whatnot. Because often we do actually more harm than good, or you're not doing any good at all. You're wasting your time, wasting your money, and sometimes creating bigger problems.
Right.
And so find out what you're dealing with and whatnot. You know, one thing I want to mention, a couple of things. We got about a minute to go before commercials again. Pansies and violas.
Aren't they pretty right now?
Wow, they are just amazing, just gorgeous right now. They don't like hot, sunny spots, and so these are guys that generally we'll put in some shade, you know, maybe some morning sun, afternoon shade. Right now, they love everywhere because it's cool.
This is a perfect day for a pot of pansies.
Oh, my gosh. But the colors, they're just such sweet, cheery little flowers, and every color just about you can imagine and combinations. And they're all in bloom right now. It is, walking up that front breezeway is really a pleasure. Yeah, those things are... Oh, really, really looking good. The other thing is, you know, we unloaded two more trucks last week, and one more scheduled for the coming week so far. But this, if you're thinking of planting some trees or shrubs or redoing a portion of the yard, right now is probably the peak of selection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll get people come out later on in the season and go, gee, what happened to all those? Well, we sold them early on.
Right.
And so we have got... We're bursting right now. There is a lot of stuff there, but it's beautiful stuff. It really is nice, nice material. And so if you're thinking of something, come on out. It can be overwhelming to folks. In fact, that's a common comment that we get. It's just, oh my gosh, there's so many things. And I understand that. And we'll help walk you through it.
That's what we're there for.
Yeah. And, you know, do that sort of stuff. But You know, if you have your eye on a certain thing, or even if you don't, come on out. We'll talk to you. We have books that you can kind of flip through, books that we've made that kind of give a good Western Colorado description and pictures and stuff like that. Just kind of give you some ideas of what you like, what don't you, and, you know, do that. So anyway, we better break for commercials. And Edith, we're going to get you first up after the break. Hang on, sweetie. And anyone else out there, if you have a question or something on your mind, give us a call. You can reach us at 245-1100, 245-1100 with Mona Dyer. My name's Dennis Hill, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Graff Dairy is more than ice cream. They also feature hot, hearty treats at Graff Smoke Shack. Try their new smoked mac and cheese or dig into their pulled pork mac. Two layers of smoky mac and cheese with Graff smoked pulled pork, topped with their signature barbecue sauce. Great for lunch, dinner, or anytime. Check out their other favorites, including all beef Vienna hot dogs and pulled pork sandwiches. And be sure to check their Facebook page for the featured ice cream flavor of the week. Graff Dairy, a Grand Valley tradition since 1966, just south of Patterson at 581 29 Road.
For all of life's Big O no's, at Big O Tires, there's always a Big O yes. Right now, when you buy three tires, you'll get the fourth free. Save big on select sets of passenger touring, light truck, SUV, and crossover tires. And with warmer weather around the corner, be sure to have your vehicle's air conditioner inspected and serviced at Big O Tires, with 9 convenient Western Slope locations. See Big O Tires, the team you trust. Find even more savings at BigOTires.com. That's BigOTires.com.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Chance of showers and thunderstorms for Saturday. Grand Junction, Delta, and Montrose, 69. Continued chance of storms Saturday night, 42. Mostly sunny, 62 on Sunday. Sunny at 63 Monday.
What does it take to be a sports success and a team player? Here's Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy with today's uncommon moment.
Hall of Fame wide receiver Tim Brown tells a great story about returning home to Dallas after a standout rookie season and becoming the first wide receiver to win the Heisman Trophy. In his mother's front yard stood a sign that said, "Welcome home, Heisman Trophy winner and Pro Bowler Tim Brown." Tim greeted his mother at the door. When Tim asked why the banner was hung outside, his mom smiled and said, "Because all of this is going to stay outside. When you come inside, you're not going to be that person. You're going to be Timmy, not Tim Brown." Scripture says God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Tim Brown was an uncommon player with even more uncommon humility.
Tony Dungy, best-selling author of Quiet Strength and the Uncommon book series. Discover more at CoachDungy.com.
Did you ever ride your bike with a clothespin and a baseball card? Or use a typewriter for a school paper? Then here's a timely alert. Americans born from 1945 to 1965 are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C, which often has no symptoms, but is a leading cause of liver cancer. The good news? Treatments are available that can cure hepatitis C. Talk with your doctor about getting a blood test for hepatitis C. Know for sure. A message from the CDC.
Subject with a gun.
Miss a day.
I told Mexico, you're going to have to do something about these caravans.
You missed a lot.
Martin Luther King was really a big part of civil rights.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The president focusing on California sanctuary cities policies in this week's address.
Last year, politicians in California violated the Constitution by nullifying federal law and declaring their state to be a sanctuary from federal immigration enforcement, a border-free zone where thousands of criminal aliens can roam free, a very, very dangerous situation. Unacceptable to everyone.
President Trump says actions like these will anger the whole nation. Meanwhile, 2 border states respond to the president's call for more military muscle along the southern boundary.
The troop deployment, nearly 4,000 probably on their way, 250 National Guard troops being deployed as we speak in Texas, and they're on their way in Arizona too. Governor Doug Ducey calling up the activation of 150 Guard troops.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Sides.
Democrats.
The Republicans.
We need more gun control.
Mental health.
One place for information.
Think less about taking sides.
News Radio 1100.
Come together.
KNZZ. You're listening to Garden Talk with Dennis Hill and Mona Dyer.
Thanks for listening. Sponsored by Book Cliff Gardens.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Mona Dyer, my name's Donut Dennis Hill.
Donut Dennis.
Yeah, we're talking about food again. What can I say?
Oh, my goodness.
And this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Book Cliff Gardens, where we help you grow. And we are talking about gardening here in Western Colorado. If you have a question or something on your mind, give us a call. The number you can reach us at is 245-1100. One thing I do want to mention before we get to Edith is folks, if you are thinking of having us do up some of your flower pots or hanging baskets or things like that, you better get going on that. Bring them in. We pot lots of them for folks, and you know, we'll do custom orders. People will bring their pots in from last year or their old baskets and stuff like that. They got a big urn or whatever it is. And we will, listen to what you want. Tyler even was pretty doggone good last year about taking pictures of most everything. So we have hopefully a picture record of what was done last year. And, we do it. We close off half of one of our great big greenhouses just for these special orders,
right, so that they
don't disappear.
Right, so they have a place where once we get them planted up, they have a chance to flush out and be in a safe place.
No, flushing out is not the right word. These things
explode.
Oh, my gosh.
They're amazing.
They are really beautiful, and they are just loaded and flowered up and stuff. But we need a little time. That doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
We're dealing with plants, and so if you say, well, you know, we got a big, barbecue plan for Mother's Day weekend. Well, we got a lot of time. We got a month before that happens. But you ought to be thinking, come in the week before. We can plant something up for you, but it's not going to be like if we did it 2 or 3 or
right.
4 weeks
There are lots of things. I mean, there are graduations. There's Mother's Day.
Right.
There's a lot.
Just stuff. Weddings. We do tons of weddings, in the spring and stuff like that, even through the summer. And so if you're had that done before, hey, you better get those things out pretty quick. And if you haven't, the little light bulb went off. Well, come on out. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you. We have a couple ladies that work for us, Kim and Irma, and they are wonderfully talented.
They are talented.
They are. They do such a beautiful job. Kim kind of runs it. Irma specializes in moss baskets mostly, which are beautiful and gorgeous. So just a heads up, if you're thinking about some special orders, think ahead. Get it done now. It's too early to put those things out, really, but not too early to get them, because we'll keep them in the greenhouse.
Right.
We'll grow them out for you, and they'll be gorgeous.
Get them
when
planted
you're ready.
And going so that all you have to do is pick them up and set them out.
We send them all over the Western Slope. Mm-hmm. We send them to Moab. I mean, there's a lot of them that go out, and so you might think about joining in on that.
Yep.
So anyway, let's get to dear Edith. She's been hanging on a while. Edith, good morning, dear. How are you?
Oh, I'm still kicking.
That's good.
Awesome. What can we do, sweetie?
Well, I still want that black raspberry. I trimmed it back, like you said.
Uh-huh.
You know, left some. I have about 4 sprouts out from it.
Okay.
They're probably about 2 or 3 feet long. And I see it coming out.
Oh, good.
And I don't know how far those roots go out. I watered it with that Miracle-Gro. I mixed it up in a jug and gave it 2 gallons, but I went out away from it.
Good.
Thinking, well, the roots don't stay just under the plant.
That's right. They don't.
Normally.
They don't.
But anyhow, I want some berries, because the ones you buy, the blackberries you buy in Lake City Market, they're sour as vinegar.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And why is that?
They're picked green. They're not picked fully ripe, because when they're fully ripe, they're soft and they don't ship.
Oh, that's right.
They can't ship.
Well,
them.
You can't put enough sugar on those dudes to eat them.
No, you really have to sugar them up, really.
Yeah, they're like eating vinegar.
Yeah, no, it is. It's kind of hard on them. And I mean, you go up in the Pacific Northwest, or if you can go grow blackberries here. you got a bush in the back or vine. They are amazing, you know, but you have to pick them soft. That's when they're sugared up and so tasty. They just can't do it commercially because they'll end up in the grocery store as mush.
And, yeah, syrup and, in yeah. the bottom of the container.
Right.
Yeah, I have found one ladybug, and he's natural.
Yeah.
A natural ladybug, and I just leave him alone. And there's times when I really want to do, I've wanted to do something about the aphids because they like, you know, they like the green first.
Right, right.
And anyhow, I just leave them alone, and after a while, the ladybugs will clean them up.
Yep, they sure will.
Yeah, no.
And I saw one yellow jacket yesterday at a yard sale, and he I've learned if they flutter their wings, back off quick. I'm so allergic to them.
Oh, no.
And they whip this old lady's tail. I found out one thing, they don't like water, so I carry around a jug of water. And while I'm back in my house, I throw water on them, and they don't like that.
Huh, interesting.
But they built in my bird feeders.
Huh.
Those yellow jackets do.
Yeah. They're probably, I mean, what usually is going on, if a little moisture gets in there, it'll start to ferment the seed. And they'll feed on the sugars and the alcohols and the yeast itself. They will snack on that stuff.
Oh, I thought they just looking for a place to build a nest because they do build a nest in there.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. But generally, yellow jackets like to be low down near the ground or most of the time underground. Mm. They'll find an old animal burrow or something like that and go down there. But they like to be low. They're generally not up above the ground much.
Hmm. Well, I'm learning.
Yeah, no. I mean, yellow jackets, you know, and it's too bad. I talk a lot with folks about stinging, you know, these guys. And we'll talk about, you know, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets. And the three of them kind of get lumped up together, and we use the terms interchangeably and whatnot. But they are three actually very different insects. Wasps are the guys. They build a little paper nest, those little upside-down umbrellas.
Right.
You know, they're not very big, You know, under the eaves of the house or, you know,
right.
kind of hanging down. That's a paper wasp. They're kind of long, got that real thin waist. They are carnivores. They are really efficient. We talk about controlling aphids. They munch aphids like crazy. And so they're, I mean, if you can live with their nest hanging around on the house or if they don't bother you, they're fine. Now, and they will leave you alone as long as you leave them alone. They're not aggressive, but if you start messing with the nest, then the gloves come off and they get upset. Hornets look a lot like that. They tend to be a little stubbier, a little stouter bodied, you know, but generally black and yellow, kind of that same color mixture.
Yeah.
They form a great big nest. They're the great big football hanging up in the trees.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people say that's a paper wasp. That's not. Those are hornets that are doing that.
Yeah.
And they're usually way up high. And again, a hornet is a very beneficial insect that eats insects. And again, they'll leave you alone if you leave. You start messing with the nest, watch out.
Yeah, anything just about that you see going around a tree that's in bloom is a pollinator.
Yeah, no. Yellow jackets are the bad guys.
Yellow jackets just have a bad attitude every day of their life.
They're the gang members.
And they hate me.
Oh, they are. They hate everyone. No, they're not picking on you, Edith.
I think they can smell me.
They hate everyone. You know, they eat sugar, they'll eat pollen, and they eat protein. And so they're the ones that are landing on your ham sandwich or they're crawling into your can of pop.
I had a hummingbird feeder, and all of these, I thought they were yellow jackets. They were just thick all over
that.
It was just before fall.
It usually is. Yeah, they're bulking up calories for the winter. Honeybees will go there too.
We quickly put that down and run water on it, but get rid of it because they were on a porch near little babies.
That's right. So anyway, we're out of time, dear. We got to go, okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Hey, it has been fun, folks. Come on out and see us. Book Club Gardens. We're easy to find. We're on First Street, a mile and a half north of Patterson. Easy to find. Come see us. Great selection. Greenhouse is filling up.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
How would you like to buy an $80 Napa Cabernet for $30 or a $50 Oregon Pinot Noir for $20? Hi, I'm Cameron Hughes, the founder of Cameron Hughes Wine, and these are just a few of the amazing deals you'll find at chwine.com. I partner with ultra-premium artisanal wineries from around the globe and sell their wines directly to you. Did you know that there are usually three, sometimes four middlemen taking a cut on a high-end bottle of wine? By buying and selling direct, I can usually cut the price by 40 to 80%. I'm not making this up, folks. I've been doing this for 17 years now and can honestly say nobody delivers high-end boutique artisanal wines better than chwine.com. Don't take my word for it. Visit our website today and read the reviews, not just from our customers, but from top wine critics as well. Now, to get you started, we'd like to offer free shipping on a three-bottle order. Just visit chwine.com, use promo code 1212 at checkout. chwine.com, code 1212. We guarantee every bottle of wine we sell, so visit chwine.com today and enter code 1212.
ICAR Gold is the highest training achievement recognized by the collision industry.
About 10% of the body shops in the nation actually achieve ICAR Gold status. We've spent the time and the money educating our technicians so they can repair your car properly.
Customers care about that. That's their second biggest investment, is their automobile.
This is Jamie.
And this is Dana from Superior Body Shop. Give us a call, 245-6303.
Superior Body Shop with Superior.
Excuse me, I know you have a 9 o'clock, so I'll keep this short. I'm the business suit in the back of your closet. You wore me nearly every day before your office went, quote, casual. I used to be the CEO of your closet. Now I'm just that one intern no one ever talks to. I always thought you'd circle back with me, get granular, keep me in the pipeline. But nada, nothing. Don't you remember the McKittrick presentation? You spilled coffee on me, and I still looked amazing during the breakout talkback Q&A. So, I think it's time for me to move on. I've got a great resume, and I absolutely crush it in interviews, okay? Let's make this a clean break. Shift the paradigm. The only thing I ask is that you think outside the box here and do this. Take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
St. Jude exceeds any expectation or any dream I could have ever had about a hospital. First was getting David here to save his life. But then I was told we wouldn't get a bill. I